Check. All right. Let's see here. This shit works. Check. check. Get the music going and everything. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean Class in Session, man. Shout out to y'all guys who listen to the show. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, everybody listening to the show. This show is 100% original, 100% authentic. It is different from any other show that you held because all the information that we have is in-house. So that means that all the game that you're going to get is actually in-house. And we're not using other YouTubers and things like that. Everything we talk about is in-house. So this is what separates us from everybody else because the information that we give out. Give a shout out to everybody in there. I appreciate all the guys taking a moment to like, subscribe, and get the notifications up. I want to thank all you guys out there. And also I want to say to you guys out there, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you're texting somebody, go ahead and put a T in there. And, you know, we're here to answer your questions, guys. The lines are open. You can call in. The number to call in is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. You go ahead and call in. We got you covered because what we're doing is we're going to talk about things that go against your reality, not trying to bend reality, but trying to go against your reality. And then we say to all the guys out there that are actually listening to the show that really want to learn some game, we ask all you guys to go to Target, Walmart, Hobby Lobby. I don't know why the ignorant fools out here think this is a metaphor. Go to the fucking store and get the puzzle pieces. This is not a metaphor. So many of these guys drive home, dump the puzzles on the table and begin the process. And the thing is, so many guys listen to this show and just waste your time away thinking that this isn't for you. Until you start to do what we're showing you that's different, you're never going to get this shit. It's the bottom line. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we got you guys locked in. Guys, I got a question. Hopefully this shit works. 201, you got to be my guinea pig, dude. Hopefully this shit works. 201, can you hear me, brother? 210, I'm sorry. 210, can you hear me? 210, I guess you can't hear me. All right. There's a few 210s, so yeah, I hang up. Maybe there's a few things. Hagen, if you can, keep calling real quick because I want to make sure the lines are working. I don't know if we can hear you because the lines are not working. I don't know if they're working or not. So we want you in. But Hagen, if you can call in just to make sure. Just call me real quick, Hagen. Let me just make sure that the lines are working. Let me try something here.
So what exactly defines our...
Okay, that works. Yeah, let me see some of the... So go ahead, Hagen. Well, you know, Hagen, damn, how long does it take to dial a number, Hagen? Come on, man. See if the lines work. I'm trying something. So, Hagen, all right. All right, Hagen, can you hear me?
Testing. Hello?
Hagen, can you hear me? Hello, Hagen.
I can hear you, Steve. Yes.
You can't hear me? You got me loud and clear?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. All right, thank you, Hagen. All right, throw you back in. Thank you.
Hear you too.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Hagen. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Hagen. All right, we might have some here. All right, well, guys, like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead and call in. We got y'all covered. To be able to think about the game, we want to make sure that you guys get as much information as you possibly can. Thank you, Hagen. I appreciate that. So what we were talking about is to change the game is by becoming her need instead of her want, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And in order to understand all that, we're going to be breaking that down. If y'all got any questions on that, please let me know. I'll be happy to answer any questions if you feel like I'm going too fast and all this other stuff. Because most of y'all guys, unfortunately, so many of you guys out here just don't have any value in yourself. There's something that is going on with a lot of you men today where you just aren't working on yourself to become a better man for yourself. And one of the biggest issues that so many people are having today is that they don't understand that when you are actually a student of the game, you will start to discover what brings you most alive. You cannot bring yourself alive because you don't have what it takes to become alive. And that lies a problem for so many guys. They want to They want to be alive. They want to be exciting to a woman. They want to be all these things to a woman. But unfortunately, they are nothing like that to themselves. Because through game, and only game, gentlemen, you have tried it a million times, and hopefully you will begin to see it. But if you think about it, through game itself, it will show you how to align your mindset with your life, with your thoughts, with your actions, with who you are. And then you will do the one thing or start to go down the pathway of one thing called mastering yourself, mastering your emotions, mastering who you are. And that's what we want you guys. That's what we want you guys to see. That's what we want you guys to be. And that's what we want you guys to think of when it comes to moving as men. Because if you guys do not think, move, and operate as men, you're not going to have anything to show a woman why she, gentlemen, should actually need you, not want you, but need you. So many of us are not looking at mastering anything because we're not creating anything. We're not creating something that will draw the woman to us, okay? Right now, for some of you guys, y'all have this lie. You have this false sense of value. And not only do you have a false sense of value, you have a very false sense of the world. And also for a lot of you guys out there, you have a very false sense of women, okay? And if you take these things and put them all together, this is why you have so many problems that you have right now, because you're looking at everything through a wrong and bad lens. The lens that you're looking at everything is not here to help you grow as a man. It usually holds you back from your greatness and who you are. But the huge thing is, until you are able to wake up from that nightmare, that dream, you're not going to be able to push forward because the value that you have is a false value. So many of you guys out here want so many things from women. You want relationships. You want to be recognized and all this other stuff. But you can't do that if you don't have any game, okay? Because game helps you perceive not the world that's in front of you. Game helps you perceive everything around you. Everything around you. But it will also help you do the one thing that most people are not looking at doing, and that is marketing themselves. Marketing themselves to design a plan, not for the woman, but how you live for yourself. As 1950 eloquently said it earlier today, is that if a woman's not doing what you want her to do, you will dismiss her. But it's not to force her to do something that she doesn't want to do. It's her realizing that you're not playing games. Women love to play games with men who love to play games on themselves. Thus, there lies a problem, and that is the problem so many people are going to have with this, because they're not actually pushing themselves to be better or greater, and they're not pushing themselves to show the world how men are doing. Shout out to my motherfucking dog out there. Shout out to the one and only Taekwondo. Great man. Ty, man. Ty, dog. I did it, Ty. You got it. It's not out yet, Ty, because once it's out, I give you one. But it's out, Ty. Well, not out yet, but I got it, dog. I got it, man. But shout out to the one and only Taekwondo, the motherfucking man, a great man that can understand game. You know, so guys, straight from the dojo, Taekwondo, great man, the sensei. Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. Yeah, shout out to my dog Taekwondo and all that other shit. So thanks, Ty. Much love, Ty. Ty's my dog. That's my motherfucking man. Ride and die. Ty's a great man, and y'all should be also soaking up the information that Ty gives you, because he's what do they say, Django? He's that one in 10,000. Ty to me, represents what you guys should be today. Ty, to me, represents what all you guys should be today at your... Ty's a young man, and I always tell him when he gets my age, his eyes gonna be fucking glowing and shit, because Ty aligns his life with himself, his thoughts, his actions, his mood. Everything he does is aligning himself, gentlemen. Then what he does is he produces a need based off the alignment. Because he's aligned with himself, women just don't want him. Women need to be around him. They need to hear from him. They need him to text him. They need him to touch him. They need to touch him. They need to feel him. So as a man, this is what the beauty of game is, that everybody is trying to get y'all to see and trying to get y'all to understand that you cannot build a need when you actually realize you don't need yourself. A lot of you guys out here don't think you're good enough. A lot of you guys out here don't think you're good enough to do anything. So how you cannot create anything. You must be able to create something that connects to the woman. See, the man that is not emotional will create an emotional connection. But because most of you guys are emotional, most of you guys will never draw the emotion out of a woman, because unfortunately the woman seems like she's competing against feelings and emotions. And see, the thing that everything that knows, when you are actually a student of the game all applies on the emotional level. Understanding and relating and being in touch with and saying to themselves, wow, you know, I don't know anything about them. I can't stand them, but yet I can't stop thinking about them. I don't know anything about them. I can't stand them, but yet I need to see them. I need to talk to them. I need to see why it is I'm so drawn in, gentlemen. Why am I so drawn into this person? And this is what we're pushing and getting you to try to understand in the game. Because if you cannot understand these things in the game, you can never be a great student of the game, gentlemen. All this stuff is important. Everything we say is important. Everything we say is going to help you understand, but you've got to be able to measure things, because women are always going to measure you. Not off of, okay, when you're in the emotions or in your feelings, she is going to measure you through her perception and her reality. But when you measure your value from yourself, you change up everything, because there is an extra layer of something that it seems like it hits the woman to realize that you're just not like everybody else. You just don't move like everybody else. You are a man that measures himself not off of the woman. You don't measure yourself off of her body. You don't measure yourself off of sex. You don't measure yourself off of anything but the man in the mirror, and that is what blows a woman away. And that is what she cannot understand. How is it that you can measure yourself that way? How is it that you can see yourself that way and nobody else can? But see, the thing is there is a concrete thing that you must be able to mix for yourself and build for yourself and constantly think, move, and see yourself, okay? And let me see here, question right here. I have no excuse for choosing not to get my puzzle pieces. I need to restart from the beginning. Well, sir, you turn 18. No, this isn't for you, sir. Just please do not talk. You're not supposed to be in here. You're too young. This is not for children. This is not for children. This is not for children. Anyway, I'm listening, Steve. We all believe in ourselves as a starting point. It's all we have. It begins. No, well, you don't. That's the lie. That's a lie, eh? Y'all don't believe in yourselves. That's the greatest lie. You don't believe in yourself. And the greatest lie for a person who doesn't believe in himself is to actually say that he has value. And then when a woman realizes that you don't have value, you begin in your feelings and everything because you get heartbroken because you actually think you value something. And if there's anything that you guys value, it's the value, it's the fact that you have no value. That's what you value more because you guys move because you guys are, you, there's nothing in you, okay? Nothing that shows the woman anything to change her perception of you by who you are. It's amazing when a woman first meets you, when they first meet you and they begin to talk to you, you won't believe how exciting they get to talk to you because you're a breath of fresh air. And everything you talk about and everything you discuss is actually really in tune with what she knows she can be about and want and cherish and have feelings for. But you cannot get that, gentlemen, when you guys out here are moving the wrong way. You're not moving to grow. You're not moving to do anything but to sit there and show the woman why she should just sit around and not believe in you. The belief, gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing when you learn how to master certain things. When you take time to master your abilities, okay? Most of you guys really, you don't really take responsibility in yourselves. You don't take responsibility in how you move. You don't take responsibility in how you talk. You don't take responsibility in how you think. You don't take responsibility in how you move or any expectations you may have. You just don't take those things. But yet you expect a woman to give everything she's got into you. But the man who is not responsible for himself is also that man who can't focus. Okay? Most of you guys out there, your mindset is really cloudy. And it's so cloudy that you don't actually believe anything but the fog that you see in front of you. Because nobody's ever told you or never has ever pulled you aside and said that you can't do it yourself. I know the arrogance that you guys have think that you can do it by yourself. You think that you can do it by yourself, but you can't do it by yourself. A man, you guys are not built to do it by yourself. I was 9 years old. I wasn't built to do it by myself. So trust me, I know it's there. But if you're not built on that and you know you can't do it by yourself, then you must have an understanding that you've got to be able to humble yourself. One must be able to humble himself to be able to allow someone to help him clear all the clutter that's in your head, all right? Because a lot of you guys are not even clear on what you want. I know a lot of y'all guys are thirsty. I know a lot of y'all guys are desperate. I know a lot of you guys are needy and creepy, and all you want to do is fuck. I get it. I understand that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Well, all that other stuff, it's a bad thing, but the thing that you guys don't understand, what's even crazy, is that if you actually lived the same way you are when you see a woman as you are to yourself, it will change everything for you. Because as a man, what women love about us is that we are always clear on what it is we want to do. We are clear on how we want to move. We are clear on what we think. But we also live by a system, an honor system, to be honest with women. Yeah, I know a lot of you guys want to sleep with women. A lot of you guys want to have sex with women. But a lot of you guys are not, there's no value behind the thought. It's, again, like I said, it's okay for you to have those thoughts. Nobody will ever say that it's a bad thing, gentlemen, for you to have thoughts of wanting to be with a woman. But why should she pick you? Why should she choose you when all you do day in and day out is beat around the bush and you're just not honest with yourself? You're not honest with women. But what is really crazy, my phone is going off. Where's my phone? That's some crazy ass ain't related. But what's really bad and what's really crazy is that none of you guys out there build value. Value is built. You're not born with value, but you can build it. That's the beautiful thing. 6, 7, 8. Let me see if I bring you on this one. Let me bring you on this one. 6, 7, 8, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
6, 7, 8, going. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oops. Wait. Hold on. Shit. Hold on. Wait. Fuck. I'm sorry, 6, 7, 8. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah. You can hear me clear?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah. I want you to go a little deeper on what you meant when you said value your thoughts. Like, what exactly do you mean when you say, you had to value your thoughts?
Okay. So, all right. The reason why you are what you are right now is all based on how you think about yourself. You're not really thinking about yourself right now. You're thinking about the outside world. Wait, let me turn down this fucking music. You're thinking about the outside world right now. You're not actually thinking about yourself. You are thinking more about everything else around you versus thinking for you. Okay, I'll give you an example. How much red pill content have you listened to? No judgments here. I'm not going to judge you for it. I just want to know. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a prime example. How much red pill stuff have you been listening to?
You said red pill?
Yeah.
None. I heard of red pill, but I really don't listen to red pill.
How much stuff do you listen on YouTube about men crying about stuff and talking about things? How much stuff on YouTube do you look at? So, come on. Just be honest. It's no judgment. I'm trying to prove a point to you. So what is it that you look on YouTube at? What do you watch on YouTube?
To be honest, man, the type of shit I look on YouTube is stuff like being more conscious, trying to understand how to be more conscious, because being honest, I find myself, not really focusing on certain thoughts that I have, like whether they're negative or positive.
Stop. Let's take that. Let's talk about the thoughts you have. What thoughts do you have?
Stuff like, let's see, let me give you something that's type of thoughts. Almost like, okay, like financially, like, what are some different things I can do, to help me, gain more money, or should I keep doing this, or like, what am I not doing enough of? I feel like I don't give myself enough credit for certain things that I do.
Well, what do you mean give yourself credit? Wait, when you say give yourself credit, what do you mean? Give yourself credit on what?
Like, for example, like, I feel like I can do better at certain things, but then again, I was like, well, damn, like, shit, I was here at one
what
point.
Dog, here's your problem. How old are you?
I'm 28.
All right, you don't even know what your biggest problem is. You can't answer a fucking question, brother. You're all over the place. You're 28 years old and you cannot answer a specific question. That's crazy to me. And that's what I'm talking about, your thoughts. You can't even answer the question I asked you. Everything you're doing is just beating around the bush, going around everything, like me and the guys listening to you can hear everything you're saying or understand what you mean. This is one of your biggest problems, because you're not actually founded and rooted in you. So everything that you're watching, everything you're thinking, this is why you're failing mentally, because you're not even specific with yourself, big guy. Does that make any sense?
It does.
That's a huge problem with all you guys out here. But it goes into your question, because you're not rooted in found. There's no foundation, and you're not rooted in yourself to know you well enough to see how you move, to see how you bring value to yourself.
Okay.
Because all you're doing is, well, this thing and that thing and this thing and that thing. Why would a woman or anybody want to follow you when you can't even you don't have any structure or instruction? Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And
let me help you with this, and we'll go to your next question if you have another one. But listen, what I'm saying is that this is why you need to learn game. Because once you are able to learn game, you then begin to find yourself. You haven't found yourself, okay?
Okay, so what would you say is the first step of finding yourself?
Communicating with yourself. If you're a student of mine, you got to get your fucking puzzle pieces, which I'm sure you don't have. You got to get those. How long you been listening to me for?
Not long, man.
Oh, there you go. Jesus Christ. All right. Let's rewind this. Let me ask you again. How long have you been listening to me? Give me a number, a date, something. You just did it again. You realize that, right? So how long have you been listening to me?
About 10 minutes.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, that's okay then. But that's what I'm saying. You got to be able to answer questions straight on and not be like, well, I've been listening to you for this for some kind of time or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
It doesn't. Right. So that's what I'm saying, big dog. You got to be able to talk to not just women and not just other men, but first to yourself to a degree that you have nothing but pure understanding on what it is you're trying to do or accomplish.
Hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's your other question you got, big dog? What's your other question you got?
Well,
did you have another question, sir?
Now,
oh yeah, what's up?
No, I really don't. I'm just gonna keep listening. If something comes up, I chime back in.
Yeah, please. No, please do that, sir. And I appreciate your call. Okay, thank you very much, sir. Good call, sir. Thank you. That was good. 6-7. That respect. 6-7-8. Great call. Let me get to this question right here. This gentleman says to you, a smoker. See, now I will show you guys why this guy is automatically failed. See, he already made, it's amazing how motherfuckers who don't have game, and I appreciate this, as I'll break this down, but I'm just showing you why you're where your weakness is. You don't even fucking know me, so how can you automatically place a judgment on me to say to me? It doesn't matter. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I'm going to read this, but I'm going to show you this craziness. This is why y'all ain't winning as fucking men. Again, to you a smoker, why he hated himself for smoking. I don't give a fuck why he hated. Okay, let me. I guess you don't understand something. I don't give a fuck about you or your fucking father or your brothers or your sisters or your nieces and nephews or cousins. If you want to smoke, go the fuck ahead and smoke. If you want to drink, drink. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm just telling you dumb motherfuckers, for all you guys that talk shit about women, all you motherfuckers that do shit at a young age, it will catch up to you in a few years. But anyway, I don't give a fuck if he hated it. And listen, if you want to ingest that shit in your side, you, I'm not the fucking police or the health police. You got to understand, I don't give a fuck about you. I don't understand where this comes from. Why he hated himself. Only I'm asking this question if you ask me a question. But let me continue. I've been asking me that question since I found the issue. How would I let go of untunneled guilt when it comes to my father? Father killed himself on my 16th birthday. Sir, let me say something to you guys. Let me say something to you. Because, again, I hope you're not. If you're 16, you got to get the fuck out of here. But I'm taking it you're older than 16. And this happened a long time ago. Sir, I'm coming from a different angle in which your perception and your reality might not be able to handle what the fuck I say. If your dog, your cat, or any family member chooses to kill themselves, why are you blaming yourself? That's their choice. But instead of mourning him murking himself, why don't you celebrate the time you had with him? I don't understand you, service dwellers. Man, I don't get, look, listen, we are all going to fucking die. How we die, we just do it, right? It just happens. But I don't understand how you guys take on these feminine ass emotions. And listen, if you don't care enough about your life and you want to do whatever you do with it, then what am I to do? Am I supposed to live my life with the guilt of what you decided on doing on my shoulders? Fuck no. And I guess this is why we're different, because this is why women love it so much, because we don't give a fuck. It is all about me. And I'm sorry. I know that goes against what you may see, but all this thing is, and you must choose to let go. I can't help you let go. If you're asking me, which I'm taking, that's why I had to let you know this might go against your reality. If any of my siblings decided to kill themselves, all right, so fucking what? I'm not going to feel some kind of way, because that's their fucking choice. That's their I do. That shit is none of my business. I cannot force, stop, beg, or plead for someone to do what they choose to do. It's their choice. Remember, the thing that women love about us is that we give them something that you guys don't give them, free fucking will. And it's the same thing I have with any of my siblings or anybody I know. If they choose to smoke crack, do drugs, and be an addict and whatever the fuck they want to do, it's none of my fucking business. I'm not here to police them. They're grown-ups. They do whatever the fuck they want to do. But the problem with this society is they got all y'all guys in your fucking feelings. Something goes wrong, you're in your feeling. Yeah, if somebody, you a rapper or a star or somebody does something wrong, y'all all is like, y'all really know the motherfucker. Oh, rest in peace. Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad and all this other shit. Man, y'all really, if that, because like I always say, see, I like to be a dick right here. Because it's odd that y'all feel some kind of way when somebody dies that you like to listen to their music or watch them play a sport or something like that. But you don't feel that way when them motherfuckers are killing themselves in Chicago like they are. Why aren't you motherfuckers sitting around saying, oh my God, Day Day and Lil Daquan, oh poor guys, they're out there killing themselves. But see, y'all choose. This is why I see y'all with y'all. Y'all choose who to feel sorry about. Y'all choose to feel bad about somebody. There are motherfuckers getting killed for no reason all over the place every day. But y'all choose to look at one thing and you want to take on the compassion of it and shit. That's why women don't respect most of y'all motherfuckers, because they know, listen, the same feeling you have if somebody you really care for died, the same feeling you're going to have if a woman walks away from your ass and y'all going to feel some kind of way. So, nah, man, I'm sorry, dog. I'm not into that. I'm not into that worrying and stuff. Nah, man, nah. It's not about tough love, brother. It's not tough love. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I'm saying to you, my brother, if you feel like if you want to mourn, go ahead. But I don't do that here. I don't teach y'all to mourn. I'm a fucking man. I'm totally different from all these motherfuckers. I don't mourn motherfuckers. If I would rather you celebrate the time you had with the individual that you're fucking missing versus sitting around crying about it, because what you're going to do the same morning you're going to do for that person is the same thing you're going to do if a woman decides to leave you. You're all going to be in your fucking feelings, feeling sad, feeling miserable, and all that other stuff. You just got, but again, it's your choice of what you want to do. But as a man, I don't operate like that, man. Y'all understand game is, man. Y'all don't understand the depth of what I'm trying to get y'all to see. The world wants you to care because the world wants you to stick on this tit so y'all all can be in your fucking feelings and they decide what they want you to feel. And y'all don't even see that y'all are being played. They choose to show you what they want you to see. They choose to make you feel what you want to feel. How many times that's why the news is fucking fake. How many times have I told you guys, watch a news show? It used to be one on HBO that did the news. You can look at House of Cards. All they're trying to do is get the ratings. That's what they care about. They don't give a fuck about you. They want to push the ratings. They want to push the ratings, number one, and then they want to push ignorance, number two. Because then when you see somebody get shot, they don't ask the logical motherfucker to talk. No, they get that ignorant-ass motherfucker with rolls and curls in their head, broken English, and being an absolute joke to create and still push a perception that all black people or Spanish, whoever's in there, or trailer park, are ignorant-ass people. So y'all don't even see the shit. Y'all get so caught up in shit. You don't get upset when you step on a bug, right? So why should you get upset when you know more about that bug than you do these entertainers and all this shit? But yeah, y'all feel a certain way. But see, this is the problem. This is why y'all guys out here cannot really win as men, because y'all ain't built to see shit for what it is, man. Y'all not built to see what it is, man. Y'all guys have to wake up. And you should never be, men are not controlled by their ego. No, you guys are controlled by the ego, because it's the ego that tells you you're not good enough and you believe that motherfucker. It's the ego that stops you from growing. Men are controlled by their ego. Men are controlled by them fucking selves. Nobody else controls me but me. And until you learn this type of way and see the world in a different perspective, y'all not going to see everything. Because every time a tragedy happens, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, you know, okay, let people mourn the way they want to mourn. But when you start to take on the emotions of a motherfucker that you don't know, shows how weak you are. That it's amazing how weak y'all got to be stronger. Y'all, goddamn, he got out that, good, throw that shit away. Y'all don't understand how deep game is. Because how can one master oneself when one is thinking about everything else but himself? Yes, you know what? You know, I'm not saying not to call your mother and tell her you love her or tell your pops you appreciate him. I'm not saying not do any of that. I'm saying that should be something secondary on your list of priorities, because it's really funny when you see women, they don't make you their number one priority. You know what I mean? They don't make you their priority. But I do think that you guys need to start making yourselves more of a priority, man. You've got to change the way y'all see things and the way y'all are feeling about things, because men don't think and operate like this. Y'all are not, How are you creating value? Your value is from a point of leadership. How can you be valuable if you're in the feminine? You're in the feminine. Women are supposed to fucking follow. They're supposed to follow. If they're not with a man, they should lead themselves. But when they get with a man, they have no choice but to follow. That's it. They cannot lead. They will have no room to lead. They cannot lead. Do y'all see what I'm saying? You cannot be feminine and be in your fucking emotions and stuff. See, what I'm trying to teach you guys is through your mindset and who you are and your name, you got to learn how to be more flexible when it comes to what the fuck you feel. I will tell you about my flexibilities through my feelings. I get more pain from when my Cowboys lose, or I get more pain when I lose in a game of Call of Duty, Madden, fucking golf, or something like that, video games. I get more pain because I expect more out of myself than that. But anything outside, I don't give a fuck about. Because even in the video game, I'm still in control. I'm still leading me. Matter of fact, I got a good movie for you guys to watch. It's like The Gatekeeper. I forgot the name of the show. I should call my son Asim. I forgot the name of the show. There's a new movie out. Let me see if I got where we go. There's a movie out, guys. I don't know I really want you to watch this, but it's very important. You might need to watch it. It's called Don't Worry, Darling. It's called Don't Worry, Darling. I know. You remember that chick in Avengers, Black Widow's sister? No, that foreign bitch, the one Black Widow's sister. Y'all remember Black Widow's sister? She's in this movie called Don't Worry, Darling. And why am I telling you why this is important? Is because a lot of you guys out here don't understand that movie is what the fuck y'all are living right now. And that movie is so amazing. It's like I forgot the name of the fucking movie that came out in 2008. It's called The Gatekeeper I forgot the name of the movie. Fuck, I'll have to ask him. I call my son and ask him the name of it. But this movie is, I'll give it away if y'all don't want to know about it. But this movie is about a woman that's living in a virtual reality where women clean, cook, they serve their husbands, they shop, they work out, they do everything like Stepford Wives perfectly until one woman starts to realize there's something wrong. And what's wrong is at the end of the movie, which you'll notice, I won't give it all away, is that she's living in a false reality. She's not actually in that world, but the way it's set up, she thinks she's in that world. But what you guys have got to learn is to wake up from the world that you're in. The Don't Worry, Darling kind of connects to you guys. The majority of you guys out here are in a false, fake reality. And in that false, fake reality, you don't feel like you matter. You don't have any value. You don't believe in yourself. You put women over yourself. You are too fucking scared to talk to a woman. You are too scared to lead a woman. So that, like this, is the same thing. It's going to take something to shake you to make you realize something is wrong. Something is not right. Because here I am in this bubble. With all these people that cry like women, that complain like women, that, poor me, what about our feelings? And why don't we get treated right? Y'all are in, listen, here's the best thing about it. We're all in this bubble, but we're free. We're outside the bubble. I'm outside that shit. I'm not in where the fuck you in. We're all in where we're in right now, which we all don't know what the fuck it is. But I tell you this much, like that movie, it's a reality that you motherfuckers believe in, so you're living it right now. But you're living a lie. Manny, let me get to your question right here. Manny says, talking about the ego, is the voice synonymous with the ego? Yeah, they're kind of like cousins and everything. The voice that says you can't pick up a pen, da, 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 da. Yes, yes, they're two different. They're cousins, man. It all connects, man. It all connects. Junior asked a question. A man doesn't base anything based off the past. How do I fix it? You can't. Junior, let me tell you, brother. You've been here for a while. And Junior, I don't know. I keep sounding like a broken fucking record. You're not a student of the game, Junior. So what you are is what you're supposed to be. You just got to accept that you're just a loser. And I say that with love. I'm saying that with love and respect. You just got to believe and understand how this world works. You're either a winner or you're a fucking loser. And if you choose to be a loser, you can't ask to fix to become a winner when you're not a student of the game. So you can't fix it because that's a choice you made. You all have made a choice to be what you want to be. You all choose to be on the other side in the neighborhood called poor me. Oh, poor me. I can't do this and poor me. I can't do that. So, gentlemen, as I say, 678, I guess you have a question. As I say to you guys, so, Junior, you are what you are, buddy. You just, your thing is, like, if you got, Junior, you got to watch Don't Worry, Darling. You know who you are, Junior? You're the next-door neighbor. Because the next-door neighbor knows it's a virtual reality lie, but she chooses to be in that lie because she lost her children, and the only way she can see her children is in that lost virtual reality. So, Junior, your homework is to watch Don't Worry, Darling, and realize you're that female neighbor that knows that she's in a virtual reality but chooses to stay in there. Let me get to 678. 678, what's up, brother? How can I help you, man? What's up?
Hold on. Hey, yeah, so going back to when you say, like, being a student of the game, so right or wrong, like, being a student of the game is basically, you know, learning yourself, you know what I'm saying, being a student. So you're saying
no, you can't be a student to yourself. You can't be a student to yourself when you have loser thoughts.
Okay.
Think about this. Can a person just say, I want to be a lawyer? Can a person say, okay, I want to be a lawyer, so I'm just going to teach myself law. Fuck law school. Fuck reading books. I'm just going to say I'm a lawyer, and magically I'm going to be a lawyer. Does it work that way?
No, it don't.
Right, right. So does a doctor say, well, you know what? I want to be an open-heart surgeon. So I'm just going to go to the store and buy a game called Operation, pull some fucking plastic out of a toy, and then I can deem myself a surgeon. No, you must be under a mentor to be a student. Students are being taught from someone who knows more information than them. That's a student. But sitting around birdwatch, I guess you're new here. Let me explain birdwatching. When a lot of these guys like Junior, who I love Junior, I got respect for Junior, but Junior's a birdwatcher. Junior sits on his stomach and watches these shows and does nothing. He does nothing. He asks good questions, yes, but he doesn't want to solve it. He just wants to be heard. And that's the problem with y'all guys today. Y'all want to be like women. Women want to be heard. But for some reason, y'all have taken on the same feminine-ass qualities of women, and all y'all want to be is heard. I just want to talk my problem out, but I really don't want to fix it type thing. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. So what I'm saying is that Don't Worry, Donna has slots of perspective. It's programming. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, 678. Do you have another question before I continue?
No, go ahead, man. Continue.
All right, hear me, guys. Come on in if you have another question. That's good job. I like this guy. You want to know I like this guy more than you? At least this motherfucker's asking questions because he actually wants to learn some shit. You motherfuckers ain't doing anything. But anyway, like I said before, yeah, well, again, it's a move. I forgot the fucking name. Let me get my phone. Fuck. Hold on. Let me get my phone. Let me get my phone, guys, because I got to get the name of the movie. And there's another movie that's just like that. Hold on. Let me get my fucking phone. 1 second. Let me grab my phone. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. All All right, I got to ask my son, because there's another movie that was like the movie. This was like a long time ago. He read a book. Let me ask him the name of that fucking movie. Hold on, let me ask him a question. Let me call my son real quick. I got to call my son and ask him, because I saw the movie. It's the same thing. Hold on. It's just like The Village, but it's a little bit, not like The Village. Hold on. If he asks, let me ask him real quick. Got to ask him a shit. No, I had to call my dad. Hey, B, what's the name of that book that we were talking about that you saw a long time ago about that boy?
The Giver.
All right, thanks, B. I appreciate you, man.
And of course, have a good night.
All right, okay. Peace, bro. Thanks. All right, so it's called The Giver. If y'all have ever seen the movie The Giver, that is like The Giver. If you think about, if you've ever seen M. Night Shyamalan's The Village, all these things all have held down your perception of what the world is, because y'all have allowed people outside of you to dictate how you see the world. And The Giver. So the movie's like called The Giver. I've got the name of the movie, but it was called The Giver. It's the same thing. No, it's called The Giver. It's called The Giver. But yeah, but Don't Worry, Darling is like The Giver, like The Village. They're all the same. They're all the same. Well, upgrade. No, Jeremy, the reason I can't go upgrade, because he was in his reality. He just upgraded himself and was still in the reality through the thing. I guess it's kind of on that thing, but it's kind of, hold on a second, my dog, hold on a second. As always, my dog always wants to call when I'm on a fucking show. What's up, Fiff?
What's up, my nigga, man?
I'm just kicking in the show. What's good with you, brother? Oh, no doubt. I get at you when I'm done, my bro.
Okay.
All right, 100, bro. All right, that was a 1950. But yeah, what I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers out there, for all you guys out there, is that that most of you guys are living in a false reality that, yeah, The Giver, that you guys, until you start to question, y'all don't question anything. Y'all don't question the world. Y'all accept what you have been told. As I told you, I am the only one that has told you you are nothing but handed down stories from your parents and their parents. Your religion is not what you chose to have. Your religion or what you believe in has been force-fed to make you do that through your fucking parents. But until you decide that you want to change your life and all that other stuff, that's a change. But most of y'all don't want to be. Y'all want to be in the box. Y'all want to be accepted by people. You know what I mean? Y'all want people to, you want women to love you and want you. And like I told you guys, a man never put yourself in a position to have a woman want you. I don't want to be wanted by a woman. Why the fuck would I want that? But the question is, why would you want that? Why would you want to be wanted by a woman? Do you feel that low about yourself that you'll be satisfied with being a want from a woman? Oh, so it is? Oh, really? Oh, okay. I'm gonna turn that bitch on. I've been watching. Okay, so it is. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. The Giver's on Netflix, guys. Check it out. It's on Netflix, okay? Steve, in other words, there are no expectations with women. Wait a second. There are no expectations with women, only experience with... Yeah. Oh, yes. 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 Great. 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 Yes. I am not an expectation. I only can be an experience. If I am an expectation, then that means I've made a boundary on what I think I need to be for a woman. So I will set an expectation, but what happens when you reach that bullshit lie? What do you do next? And that's where y'all go wrong. Y'all have expectations and want to sleep with these women, but why? I mean, okay, good. I'm glad y'all want to sleep with women. Please, my dogs, please listen to me. I'm glad that y'all want to sleep with women. With that being said, that's all you should, say, I want to smash women. I want to be with women, and leave it right there. Because from that point, if you go beyond that, you become an expectation. That's what I'm trying to see. You're a point. Because you're setting an expectation of getting between her legs. So what can I say, do, buy, feel, or submit to reach that expectation versus saying, I want to smash women, but let me go ahead and create the value, create the experience, so I will not be someone that she wants. I'm going to be a motherfucker she needs. She's going to need to want to talk to me. She's going to need to get a text message. She's going to need to laugh and smile and blush the way I make her do that shit. That's what game is about. It's about, it's about serving yourself. It's about serving yourself. I know y'all say, well, it's so mean to put yourself first, Steve. That's just so mean. Why the fuck is it mean? Please tell me, why is it mean to serve yourself? Can somebody fucking please explain that to me? Why is it so bad to serve yourself? I wish somebody can fucking explain that to me. That does not make any sense at all. Because guess what? I am the only me I know. So you don't think I need to put myself first? You think I should put something above me? I mean, I like to hear what should be above a man. Please. What are you going to serve? Because I'm telling you, anything you serve above yourself, you're going to be a bitch to. That means that whatever you serve above yourself, you're going to sit there and whoever finds out what you're serving and it's above you, they're going to dangle that shit in your face to make you either do shit that is right or do shit that is wrong to be able to satisfy them. And those people are putting themselves first. And they're going to use you and what you serve to follow. So whatever you follow, y'all do what you want to. I'm not telling you guys to, I will never tell you guys to change or be what you want. Do what you want to do, okay? Be what you want to be. I will never tell you to change your political affiliation. I will never change your religious preference. Be what the fuck you want to be. That's not what this is about. I just hope that through your political affiliations and through your religions that you still put yourself first. Because if you don't put yourself first, you're going to be, you can always see how people put, let's look at politics. I'm not going to go down that religious road. Let's go politics. You know how bad people hated Trump? Because they put politics before themselves. But see, motherfucking men just say, this is Trump being Trump. That's what motherfucking men are. Hey, Trump is a fucking dick. That's what men are. Trump going to do what the fuck he want to do. You know, I'm not going to judge him on what he has to do because for you guys, maybe you don't like what the fuck he's doing, so you all in your panties. But men don't give a fuck like that. Men going to keep fucking moving. But that's what makes men men. That's what makes men great. That's what makes men move the way they do and have so much value, gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. This is the value that I'm trying to tell you guys that you guys need to soak up, that you guys need to start having, because you guys have got to be able to have a presence about you, okay? See, women need to know that you are actually true to yourself, but they can't, you're not. But you want to know why? You want to know why most of you are not true to yourself? Because most of you are true to women. Everything you do is for women. All y'all guys, it's amazing. I got a problem with a woman. She's doing that. God damn it, run that fucking ball, boy. Good run. It's always she's doing this to me. Or she's doing that to me, and it's not even fair. Oh, I have a problem with a girl. I have a problem with this, and I got a problem with that. You see why y'all go wrong and everything, gentlemen? Because you're not even true to yourself. But see, you can't be true to yourself when you, like a woman, have low self-esteem. Like a woman, you have low self-worth. And like a woman, you have an inability to live in the moment of you. You have to let, you want everybody outside of you to worship you. You want to be friends with everybody outside of the world. You want everybody to like you. You worry about what everybody thinks about you. How the fuck do y'all operate that way? How do y'all live that way? How do y'all live that way? How? But soul system, I see what you're saying, but listen to me. I have my ancestry in me, but I am not beat down because I don't have a beat down mentality. Again, I wouldn't be around back in those days. I'll be escaping my family. I had to cut my foot off, my hands off, poke me in the eyes and shit, and then kill me because I ain't staying. But see, again, I don't want to get into that because I know a lot of y'all guys feel some kind of way about that. But I'm just saying that you listen. Yes, our ancestors were beat, but we're not in slavery times right now. We're in a time where you guys, all you out here, have a freedom to create your own world, your own business, and your own lifestyle. You're not getting beat, but soul sister, I'm gonna say this, and this is true. A lot of these motherfuckers are on their own plantation, though. Remember, soul sister, even when the slaves were free, a lot of those motherfuckers didn't leave the plantation because they were so afraid of being free, they didn't know what to do. So all they do is they went, a lot of them stayed on the plantation. Shit, master took care of me. Master fed me. He talked shit to me, whipped my ass a little bit, but he fed me, clothed me, and gave me shelter. Out there, I won't have anything, so fuck that. I'm going to stay right here. And so a lot of people, and it's not just blacks, it's all, I hate to use the word black, but it's all melanin and all kind of people, they have the same type of mentality. Their mentality is they're not going to leave their prison. I don't want to say plantation, but they don't want to leave their prison because it is their prison. It is their prison that keeps them safe, but yet they complain about bringing a prisoner. Right. Yes. So they're slaves to themselves. Absolutely. And that's the crazy thing about it. You see what I'm saying? So you're right about what you're saying, soul sister. So I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying right now, in these times right now, it's not just melanin young men. It's all races of men that have this disease, this modern male disease. Yes, it is a disease that they are stuck in this box. They're just stuck in this prison, like the third pig, like I told you guys before, caring to a point where they allow other people to control how they care, how they think, and how they move. Now, as I said before to you guys out there, it's one thing, gentlemen, I want y'all to listen to me. It's one thing to have to follow your job. Y'all always tell you got to follow your job, okay? I always tell you that stuff. But it's another thing when you guys out here are sitting around allowing somebody else to tell you what the fuck you are, choosing to settle to just be average, settle to be ordinary, settle to be boring, settle to be just, I don't know, what women would prefer as losers or nice guys. Y'all choose to be nice because someone lied to you motherfuckers and say, oh, yeah, you got to take her out to dinner. You got to kiss her ass and you got to bend over backwards. And y'all don't even understand. Y'all been doing the same shit for how many years? That's like that insanity shit. And nothing's even changed. Nothing has not even changed yet. You see what I'm saying? Well, no, you're right. They're not cut out for manhood. Now, that's what I told you, law zero. Everybody cannot be a man. I'm sorry. Y'all all do the same things looking for different results. You all out there resist. You resist you. You resist you to a point where you want somebody else to define you. You guys are always deflecting like women, overgeneralizing things like women watching a soap opera or some shit like that. And you're always stopping yourself short of that pain because that pain hurts so bad. That false thing that you call fear hurts so bad. That false thing that you have called anxiety hurts so fucking bad. And you guys out here think that, oh my God, at least I can run away from it. But guess what? What value do you have? What value, I say to you, young man? What value? Because a man is always expanding his world. I don't promise myself to be just average and ordinary. Why the fuck would I want to be like you? If I was like you, I wouldn't win. Because winners are not ordinary. Narrow your focus on things. No passion, no drive, no discipline. Standards are not even raised for you. You're raising your standards to try to prove yourself to a woman. Do you see how crazy that sounds? I know that shit sounds crazy, but that is fucking crazy. You never work on yourself or your awareness, but you're sick of things. You choose that you want to stop things and all this other stuff. I keep telling y'all guys, man, look, they hate me. I'm telling you, listen. They hate me. They can't stand me. They hate the fact that they can't control me. I'm an asshole. I'm cocky. I'm arrogant. I'm conceited. I'm selfish. But yet, they just keep banging down that fucking door. They keep banging down that door because they don't understand why I am what I am. They wonder why I can't be like you. Why can't I box myself in? Y'all guys are not looking at the game the right way, gentlemen. You're not looking at something that you can, you know, you guys can create something that nobody wants you to know about. You guys can create this thing called authenticity. It is the one thing that is going to put your ass on the pathway to being somebody that people want to be around. If you're like everybody else, why would a woman want to spend time with you? Sure, she'll spend time with you because you're a great friend. You're a nice guy. You're sweet. You're kind. You're thoughtful. You're caring. You're loving and all those things. It's just a mess. It's amazing. But God damn it, guys, I tell you, oh, man. Guys, have you ever had a woman just tell you, I can't stand you and shit, and just start kissing you? Or I hate that I can't control you. Or I hate the fact that I got to change my world for you. Who the fuck do you think you are? And they're just, I don't believe that. I don't like you at all. And I don't appreciate you. Why they take the clothes off? Oh, man, it's great. It's so great. It's so great to, you know what, they ask you, why are you being mean to me? Why aren't you nice to me? And they don't even realize we are always nice. We're nice guys. We're nice guys. We just don't operate like suckers do. That's all. We're nice. We do nice things. We move like nice people. That's a fucking fumble. That's a fucking fumble. Throw the flag. That's a fucking fumble. Sorry, guys. I got the TVs on and shit. Thank you. That's a fumble. Let's go, Tennessee. But anyway, as I say, you guys, you got a question? Put a Q in there. I got y'all covered. But what the fuck you mean? Throw the flag. Wait a second. Wait. Throw the flag. Wait, he threw the ball. He took two steps. Let me see. Hold the ball. Oh, it bobbled out. Ooh, that might not be a fumble. My bad. No. Anyway, but like I was saying to y'all guys out here, See, the thing is that I'm trying to get you guys to do, see, y'all want to play like you're a mystery, act like you're a mystery. You know, gentlemen, let me ask y'all a question. It's going to sound crazy. Do you guys walk your talk? Do you guys actually, can you guys walk? Guys, how many times have y'all walked down the street and saw a guy you never met before and say, hey, look at that loser right there. You don't know anything about him, but you're like, wow, look at that loser right there. Do you know women? And I'm not talking about that body language shit, because that's more of an I do. The greatest influence you should have is you. You must be your greatest influence. Because if anything else is more influence than you, then you are like everybody else, ordinary. Because there's no passion. You can't engage in passion when you don't put yourself first. Think about that. What is influencing you? And most of you guys are influenced by women. Most of you guys are influenced by what women think about you. You're influenced by your fucking loser-ass friends. You're influenced by somebody at the job. Y'all, I've got guys that are worried about people at the job. People are upset at the job. Thank you, 76 likes. I want to say, thank you, 76 likes. Thank you, guys. But I'm just saying, guys, that's the most amazing thing. How can anybody do something better than you? And I don't mean things outside of yourself. Yes, there are doctors and lawyers that can do better I do's than you. But how can anybody be better than you when you are uniquely the only one of your kind? How can you look at anybody the same way when you are more than ordinary because you're the only you? There's nobody like you. Yeah, your fingerprint proves that. There's nobody like you guys. But there's no sense of urgency in you guys. There is a sense of urgency. See, it is, but it isn't, because it's crazy that you have a sense of urgency to just be the same motherfucker. That's your sense of urgency. Do you have any recommendations as practice and improve? Well, can somebody tell him what I tell him? What do I tell you to do? This is what I understand about you guys. And this is what tells me why you don't listen. Can you please go to the beginning of the show when I started? And I tell you what you need to do. I tell each and every one of you every show what to do. So why would you ask me this fucking question? I am the only YouTuber telling you to do that one thing that can break you free of all the shit you're asking. Boy, they just don't understand, man. No, that's a fail. That's a fail. I appreciate what you're saying, but why did you fail? That's a fail. That is a fucking fail. That's a fail. That's why y'all guys fail, because, 1 second, 6, 7, 8. That's why y'all guys fail, because y'all accept crumbs. C949, you should have told me and put a comma on that. When I had a female come up to me and say there's something different about you, you should have went and said, well, of course you can see something different about me. When we go to lunch, we go feed the ducks and lake, spread your ass cheeks. See, this is what y'all problem is. Y'all accept minor shit. See, I can't reward you on that, because I expect you to say, well, you know what's different about me? That you and I can get together at lake, spread your ass cheeks. You know what's different about me? You and I can go for coffee, tea, or ice cream on the corner of your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air. You know what's something different about me? You and I can go for cocoa or a glass of wine on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. But yet, you want me to pat you on your back because a woman said to you that you're different? That's unacceptable if you don't have a plan. But when they do say it, my brother, don't salute a freelance Ronin. That's a fail. And you go just, that's all you're worth? And someone saying, gee, mister. Or, you know, I'm not saying a kid. Or a woman saying, wow, there's something different about you. And that's you, that's all you'd accept? Then you ain't mean, man. Jesus Christ. Let me get to this call. Jesus Christ. 678, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, bro? Hey, yeah, good show, by the way, man. But, I know you said you're a YouTuber, and you had said something about doing one thing that I'll break all of us free. What do you mean by that?
Going to the – did you watch the beginning of the show? Or you might have caught it last. You might have caught it, not the beginning.
Yeah,
did you watch the beginning of the show?
I caught the middle, man.
What did I say? What did I tell everybody to do in the beginning of the show? Do you remember?
No, I didn't catch the beginning.
Okay, every show I tell them to go to Walmart, go to Target, go to Best Buy, go to a Hobby Lobby, go to Michael's, Amazon, Walmart, Target, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. 100 pieces. Buy the puzzle set, go home, dump the pieces on the table, throw the box away, and begin the process of learning game. That's what I tell them that nobody else tells them. Nobody on YouTube says this. Nobody.
Hey. I never heard that one before.
Of course you haven't heard it before, because I'm uniquely fucking unique.
That's what's up. Okay, well, let me ask you this then. I'm finna do that shit. Once I do it, what does that symbolize? Like why do you tell your
That's why I'm going to tell you don't do it. I'm going to tell you not to do it. I won't tell you not to do it because you asked that question. Why do you think I'm telling you not to do it? Why do you think I'm telling you not to do it?
So I can figure it out why I should do it.
No, I mean don't do it at all. No, I'm telling you don't do it at all because I'm showing you why you fail. Because you expect me to have to explain myself to you versus you just doing what you're told to do. I'm not telling you to rob anybody. I'm not telling you to kill anybody or jump off a bridge. I'm telling you something to change your perception and your reality. But if you want me to explain myself to you, don't do the shit. You're wasting your time. It's like the Karate Kid. It's like Dan. You watch the Karate Kid?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're Daniel right now. You want me to explain what it is to you versus you finding out for yourself. That's the difference here. I don't want to explain shit to you. If you don't want to learn for yourself, then don't do it. You got to want to learn it for yourself. You take the instructions, follow the instructions, and see what it does for you. It's not my job to change you. It's my job to show you how to change yourself. But if you're asking me what it's going to do for me, you've already failed, my brother. Because you want me to explain it to you, and it's not going to go that way, big guy. See what I'm saying?
All right, 100.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. So any other questions?
That's it, man.
All right. Call back. All right, good job, sir. Questionnaire. How does a man be selfish at the same time and make a woman feel like she's special? Well, that's why she's feeling special, because a selfish motherfucker giving her time. Look, I'm selfish. So if I give you a little bit of my intention, you're going to feel special. If I give you a little bit of my time, you're going to feel special. If I give you a little bit of my respect, you're going to feel special. And if I give you a little bit of the dick, you're going to feel special. That's how. Because I'm telling you, stop flooding the market with your fucking feelings. Stop flooding the market with throwing dick on the table all the time and make these women work. She will feel special when she realizes she's got to go to the fucking Shire, find Frodo and Bilbo Baggins, and she's got to climb your fucking mountain to get your attention your time, your respect, and then your dick. That's what make her feel special. Y'all fathers, y'all guys do it differently. You make her feel special by you thinking about buying her a meal. Hey, ready? That every other guy has done before you. Oh, boy, look where they're at right now. Oh, yeah. Kiss her ass and ask her a bunch of boring-ass questions that you really don't give a fuck about. Boy, that really makes her feel special. Come on, man. Y'all got to wake up from this, guys. I got to wake up. I got to wake up. Y'all got to wake up. Y'all got to wake up. No, it's all good, 949. I need you to be better. If there's opportunity, you fucking take it, even if there's no opportunity. You make an opportunity, brother, okay? We can never be satisfied with just a little bit above basic. A woman comes up to you and says something to you, you bite her neck and take up the tree and put your beard in, son. You know how we do that shit. Let's see here. Question here. Do we just talk about women, or can we talk about personal growth and real issues in our lives? I'm new here. Well, hey, Wolfman, the floor is whatever you want to talk about. I only answer questions that are asked of me, sir. So if you ask me a question, I will be happy to give you an answer. And that's your answer. So don't feel like I always tell you guys, there are no dumb questions. Ask what you want. But anything outside of being homosexual, I cannot answer that because I am not that. I can't answer something I'm not. Okay, I am a lesbian, but I am not homosexual. Let me keep going. The character you act like, the next door neighbor. The next door neighbor. If you watch the movie, the next door neighbor, her next door neighbor, okay, smokes all the time. She's got two kids. What you'll learn is that neighbor knows she's in a virtual reality, but chooses to be there. And that's you. You choose to be a loser. You don't want to win. That's what you choose to do, brother. Come on, man. I got you. I'm trying to catch up with y'all questions. Y'all questions, go put a Q in there. I got you covered. I got you covered. Let's see here. Let me see here. I guess this is called the Gatekeeper as well. Yeah, that's a good one on Netflix. That's really good. That's good. Yeah. So that's all. So that's all. So that's what game's about, gentlemen. That's what we're trying to get y'all to see. That's what we're trying to get y'all to change. We got to see. The thing is that I don't want to be the foundation of your change. If that's the case, I have failed you because we have created a cult, and that's not us. We are not a cult. We are a bunch of guys growing, okay? We're a bunch of guys learning more about ourselves. We're a bunch of men changing and reprogramming our mind. And guys, if y'all have noticed, I'm going to start putting out more videos like the one I put out the other night that talks more about lessons in the game, because we've got to keep pushing you forward. Even if I'm not alive, I got to keep pushing you forward, because if you're not pushing yourself, I got to at least try to light a fire under your fucking ass to get out and start doing shit for yourself. But that's what it's about. Wait, don't just put question, ask a question, sir. Just ask a question, okay? Just ask a question, okay? Just do that. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I saw your question. I apologize. You said, are not the I do's what forgoes, wait, are not the I do's what forgoes the I am? Not the I do's forgoes that. No, you, oh, Jesus. Sir, you are not your clothes. You're not your hair. You're not your shoes or your watch or your car or your apartment. You are not those things. Unfortunately, the way you have been trained by this thing that we're in is that you are always looking at how people look at you to determine who you are. For example, You are not your father, and you are not your father's cigarette habit. But what you have done is, because you feel so guilty, you have taken on that thing. That's the problem. And that's what I'm trying to wake you up from, sir. William asked a question. How do you tell the story of how you met her at the lake, spread your ass cheeks? And what are the other ways to sound check the lake? Oh, beautiful. Man, I love sound checking the lake. You want to go to a lake that has a lot of things going on, okay? Some lakes, they will have guys serving ice cream, water, balloons, cotton candy. And you want a lake where sometimes they have people where they have artists, like, you know, they put like their guitar open and they'll play music and stuff like that. You want a place where there's a park. What you want the most is a lot of activity around there, especially the ducks. Because that's the main thing. You want to feed the ducks and stuff like that. So you want to go to a place that while y'all walking, you could get a thing of water or something like that. Or you can sit on a park bench. You can watch someone play a guitar. You know, that guitar solo shit that they, you know, the musicians play. You just want a place that has a lake, that has dark ducks, that has activities. Like, okay. You remember I told you a long time, because we're getting close to winter. Remember I told you about the guy that had the painting, and that woman, he used the painting, and the woman said, wow, you know, it reminds me when I was young, I used to go boat riding and stuff. You know, you can, you know, there's some of these lakes they have, you can buy those little boat rides where you pedal, you know, pedal on the boat and shit type things. Those are things you want to. You want an area that has a lot of activity, so when you are breaking down why you want to take her to lake, spread your ass cheeks, you can let her know, this is a beautiful place. This is why I love it. Not only is it quiet, but I love the excitement. There's just so much going on. There's so many activities and things like that, things to listen to, places to sit and chill, you know, places to think, and there's a park and swings and all that stuff. So you every area has a lake, spread your ass cheeks. There's always one. You just got to find it. But also, I would love to learn about the birds. See, what I would do is I used to go to the motherfucking where there were ducks, guys. There were always bird watchers, and I would go, excuse me, can I ask you a question? What kind of duck is that right there? Oh, that's the blah 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 blah. Oh, okay. What is it about that bird right there? Oh, that bird migrated, da-da-da, giving me information. So when I'm breaking all that shit down, I'm able to explain why I love going there, because, you know, the ducks and all that other stuff, man. It's just so many layers to game that, as I told you before, it's always about sound checking. All right, everything I'm showing you, you always sound check, because no one's ever told you on YouTube. I told you. No one's ever told you to sound check. No one's ever told you to sound check your house. No one's ever told you to sound check your living room, your bedroom, your bathroom. No one's ever told you to sound check your bedroom or your kitchen. No one's ever told you to sound check places where you go eat ice cream, where you go drink wine. We're the only ones, because we showing the woman why we have such value, because we can explain why I would love for you to accompany me, because you don't have to go there. With or without you, I'm going there, because, gentlemen, there's also, thank you, 89 likes, there's also these women that jog around the motherfucking lake, spread your ass cheeks. There's women that go for walks. There's women that get up. Man, there's just a lot of activity. Now, yes, it's starting to get cold right now, okay? So things are about to shift up a little bit. So now you are going to go towards your dick on your forehead, your balls in your mouth. We go towards more catch the fucking ball, man. You go more towards cocoa and wine. You want to be more indoors and stuff, okay? Yes, before you become a woman's need, you have to become a need to yourself. See, my need to myself, like I told you, the reason why I'm such a great need is because a woman has never met a man that has wine above his bed, a lost or found box. She's never met a man that the way I communicate, the way I make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react, the way I move is so different that I don't need to force the need. Yeah, oh, yeah, Jeremy, exactly. You know what? I need to start showing y'all guys this. No more. Remember, guys, I show you things that no one on YouTube shows you, but allow me to show you guys this. Remember, guys, if you get the opportunity, guys, look this up. Remember, guys, no one's showing you this, so let me show you. Gentlemen, look this up right here. If you get the opportunity, guys, I want y'all to see this right here. Y'all get the opportunity. Look this up. Why? Because, guys, I'm telling you, if you have a fireplace, some of you do have it in your apartments, guys, if you have a woman over and had this shit, game changers, guys, because there's a lot of people out there that are just basic. But this is something that going, listen, I'm the only YouTuber telling, remember, I'm telling you things that nobody's telling you. That's why we're so goddamn different in this motherfucker, because I'm teaching y'all things. Nobody's giving you all these little tidbits to begin the process of building up your motherfucking crib the way you should. Let me get to this next question. The truth to be able to learn game is to understand that you need to understand you, then understand the truth to be able to succeed in the game. There is a second part of the question. Second part is, does this mean knowing why, knowing the why to the I am board director mentality, connect to my I do to ever behind the effort? Well, yes, but you're right, but you got to be a student today. I'm talking about these things, and yet, oh, shit. I'm talking about these things, and yes, the book has these things, but what I'm saying is that you got to learn. You, again, like I say, a student. You remember, I'm the only one telling you even what you're saying right now. No one's even gone as deep as learning to learn yourself. See, people don't understand. There are, like I was telling you before, doors behind doors. But yes, you're right. Oh, yeah. Hey, freelance. Freelance. Right. There's so many things they don't need. Nobody tells me about the diamond ice trade, guys. Yeah. I mean, God, I give y'all so much good shit. Wolfman, you failed. You failed. You have absolutely, unequivocally failed. Fail. But you're new here, so I will help you out. You're new here, but I'll help you out. Gentlemen, this young man, I appreciate you, Wolfman. I say this with love, but this is why y'all lose, because y'all like this motherfucker right here. Wolfman, I appreciate you. This is why y'all lose. Because what is he looking? He's looking at the I do. He should be looking for a scribe, his motherfucking culinary school, his goddamn blacksmith, his studio, his film room, his fucking warrior, his amusement park, drug lab, and his fucking Senate and marketing team. But what does he want to do? Well, man, let me explain something to you. It doesn't fucking matter what you put on your body. If you're a fucking loser, she's going to see that you're a loser. So I don't want to know why you need a good tailor, because I'm not a fashion consultant. I'm a man. So if you want fashion consultant, find a guy that's teach you that silly ass shit and invest your money in something that has nothing to do with who you are, because you want to be something to the outside world, which is a fucking shame. But you're here, and I say that with love. God damn it, it's so sad when they just are just such, they're just so lost, man. They're so lost. So lost. Oof. Sad, man. Sad. Isn't setting up the crib the I do? Brother, your crib is a reflection of fucking who you are. It's your I. Let me tell you why we win. How many times do I keep telling you? I know how to fuck a woman without fucking her, or draw her into the value of me, because I position myself. The position comes from the marketing team. So what I got to do is, at my marketing team, I have to go ahead and sound check everything. because unlike you, I'm going to give the woman an experience. I'm not fucking emotional like you. I'm giving her an experience, but the experience is marketing me without trying to beg, barter, or manipulate pussy. Time out. I just told you why. That's why you got a weak personality. You truly hate yourself. See, you're trying to say that putting on a fucking hat or putting some clothing on shows your personality. No, it shows that you have no game, no mouthpiece. You're terrible in bed. You can't turn a woman on. You're soft. You're boring. And all she's good for is a dinner and using you to fucking take your food and cook for me. So yes, if you want to do that silly shit, go right ahead. But as I said before, you're going to lose. Because if you look at clothes as a personality, then you have fucking lost already. So it doesn't matter what you, doesn't matter what you put on. Put a, that's your old President Obama said what? Put a suit on a pig or something, still a pig. You can't cover up being a loser. But try, keep doing it. Show your personality, because unfortunately your clothes are you, and that's where you fail. But guys, for all my guys out there, y'all will understand why he fails. So let's keep going. Any questions, go ahead. All right, so as I said before, this is why, but getting back to your question about marketing, see, okay, remember I told you the lipstick on the pig. Thank you, I'm sorry, Stephen, thank you, I appreciate it. I that's your president. Lipstick on the pig, yes. Okay, my bad. Oh, and Freelance did it first, but thank you. What I'm saying is that the I do comes from the I am. I'm saying to myself, I'm not running behind any pussy. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to barter. All I'm going to do is position myself. But now I'm talking to myself. I'm not doing it from an I do. I'm doing it from an I am. Because now I need to think to myself, what can I do or what can I create that will separate me from all of you? So I have come up with the thought here, and now I must put that thought in reality. That's what, remember, game is thought, action. It's not action and thought. It's thought plus action. So I put it into action, and as I put it into action, I create the wine above the bed because I know my why. I can defend it. I can stand on it, and I can express it. So everything I do comes here first, and then it becomes my reality, because unlike you guys, I don't just think about shit. I put shit in fucking action, because that shows the woman why she should be fucking with me. Liberty Guy asked a question. He asked, how do you enhance unique, authentic self after puzzle pieces? Which part should I start off with? Describe marketing team first. Well, Liberty, you need to get coaching, dog. We got to sit down. Freelance, how do you always know? Freelance, this is why I hate you, dog, because you're so good at what you do. God damn you, Freelance. See, Liberty Guy, you see why Freelance is a bad motherfucker? Because you know the answer is always what I fucking keep saying to you. I don't know where the fuck you are. I don't know what kind of student you are. We got to talk and see where the fuck. Listen, I think you guys want me just to give you a magical pill and say this is going to fit all you guys. One size fits fucking all. It doesn't work that way because I don't know what the fuck you are. I don't know how you think. I don't know how you move. We haven't been talking on a weekly basis. Thank you, Christian. Be a student, man. I mean, it's like you're asking this question, and it's a bad question because it shows that you actually are fucking lying. It's crazy to me. How are you going to ask these questions and you ain't about that? You ain't about, hey, Freelance, I get it, brother. I tell them all the time, and they don't even listen to your boy. Tell them all the time that get at me. Get at me on the back end so we can figure this out so I can talk and see where the fuck you're at. Because just because you do the puzzles doesn't mean you have mastered the fucking puzzles. That's it. What do I do for a living? What I do for a living is finding ways to make you smile, to make you laugh, to make you blush, and to show you why I'm the man that you're looking for. That's what I do for a living. See how that works? No, I'm saying, like, what do you do for a living, like your job? Oh, my job. Yeah, like I said before, my job is to find ways to make you smile, to make you laugh, and to make you blush, and to show you why I'm that guy. No, I mean, with, like, your job, like, how do you make your money? I'm sorry. You know, one thing I always pride myself on is making sure that I never ask personal questions to people, because it would be quite rude to ask how many guys you've slept with and things like that. And I'm not that kind of guy. But one thing I don't like to discuss with people I really don't like is my financial situation, because my finances are kind of personal to me and I don't like to share that type of information. See how that works, Kay? See how easy that is, guys? See how easy it is? Because, baby girl, I'm never going to ask you what you do for a fucking living. You're going to tell me eventually, but I'm never going to ask because I don't give a fuck. But that's how you got to, guys, that's how you got to handle it. Never let the woman dictate how you move and how you talk. You always let her know from the get-go. That's my job. My job is to get you and find ways to show you how to smile, laugh, and blush, and show you why I'm the man that you've always been looking for. That's my job. No. What do you mean when you clock in, clock out, Joe? Oh, no. That's my job. That's my job. No, well, how do you pay for things? Oh, you mean my financial situation. Well, one thing I don't like discussing is my financial situation, because that's personal information. And I don't feel like talking to someone I really don't know about that. Even if we were in a relationship, I wouldn't discuss that with you, because I would never ask your financial situation, nor would I ask what you do for a living. Okay? She says go deeper, but I'm all in already. What the fuck are you talking about? Go deeper to what? Go deeper to what? I don't understand what you mean by that. She says go deeper, but I'm all. What do you mean? Go deeper in what, Passport Boy? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense, man. But yeah, but I'm just saying for you guys out here, man, it's really simple to explain yourself. You don't have to, guys, you don't even have to sit around here and beg them to be different. You don't have to. That's the beautiful thing about game. This is who I am. I am not my money. Guys, listen, I'm telling you, remember, guys, the reason I always did this because I had a car, but I had to ride two buses to get to work to save gas money. I had a average apartment. I was paying $347. I was making $4.35 at Kids Kingdom. I lived off a hamburger helper, ramen noodles, TV dinners, and cereal. So I wasn't ashamed of what I do for a living, but that's not, guys, that was the reason why that they went grocery shopping for me, why they took me shopping to buy me clothes and all that shit. I never asked them to do that shit. They were just so enamored and so in love with me that they wanted to do things for me, because they knew that if they wasn't bringing anything to my fucking world or my kingdom, that they would be dismissed and I would bring another woman up. Eric, thank you very much, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for the super chat, brother. I really appreciate that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Woof, woof, woof. All right. Woof, 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 woof. Woof. If you had those things, okay, Wolf, you don't have those things. Because if you had those things, you wouldn't have asked that asinine question. So, Wolf, now watch this, guys. Watch. Wolf, you're right. Go buy your fucking suits for your personality. Go do it. You're right. Go do it. Go do it. Okay, go do it. Go do it. And gentlemen, as I keep telling you, law zero. Sometimes, listen, when you're talking to a surface dweller, you can never, ever force them to see a different side what winners do. So you just agree with them and move on. So Wolfman, you're right. Go get your clothes. You're absolutely right. Let me continue. Is it judgmental for me to tell a church-going woman that she has a sexy mouth? What? Stretch out a little bit. Okay. Sir, since I've been fucking and since 13, I've ran into nothing but women. Let me show you. I've ran into women who had beliefs. They judged the world the way they wanted to judge the world. They had morals. They a lot of them went to church. I've met with a lot of women from different, they had different religion backgrounds. They had different values, and they didn't trust me. The reason why I fucked those women was because the one thing that I did that you guys are doing, you're trying to manipulate a situation. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is, KP, is that you're saying she has a sexy smile. But if that's all you're saying, then you've already failed because you're not leading her anywhere with that statement, meaning that you're trying to actually fuck that woman. What a shame. What a shame. Meaning, and why I say it's a shame is because you're trying to actually manipulate or manipulate a situation. See, I told you guys, the way to get pussy from women is not force them to try to change who they are. So, yes, you are allowed to. I tell all those women that love their Lord and their God. All of them had different gods and all of whatever. Prayed different ways, different religions, all that shit. They had thoughts of they wasn't going to have sex with anybody. And they, some said no sex before marriage. Some said no sex if I'm not dating you. Some said I know I'm not going to mess around, kiss a guy and do anything like that. Some women say he's got to take me out to five dinners and all that good shit. And you know what I did? Oh, that makes me laugh because she ain't talking to me. She talking to y'all motherfuckers. You know why? Because you guys do the worst thing. You guys are always trying to manipulate them and trying to change them. Listen to this. This is very important. That's why I had to take a swig real quick. Listen. You cannot judge these women, and you've got to accept them for what they are. And just because you tell her she has a sexy smile, that's where you fail. Because you're saying to her, all I want to do is fuck you. And you don't even realize you're saying that shit. See, where I go right is I tell her she's got a sexy smile, and you know what? I would love for you to accompany me to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks wherever I'm taking her. See, I'm leading her somewhere. I'm just not going to make no fucking statement. Why the fuck would I make a statement for? What is that going to do for me? So what I'm saying to you is this. The reason why I'm getting the pussy of guys like me get it faster. Like, again, I don't believe in one-night stands, but it's not my fault they want to fuck me the first night. Now, sometimes I turn them down and shit like that. But when I'm saying, you want to know why they want to fuck me, why they want to be with me? Because I don't judge them. I let them be who they are. And I'm not trying to change them. I'm only trying to elevate and educate them, not change them. Your problem is that you guys out here, because you want to fuck, listen to me, because you want to fuck, you guys, what you guys do is you try to change their moral compass, their belief compass, their judgments and their church feeling. You try to, what you say is fuck all, hey, fuck what you think. You got to change for me. And that's why you ain't fucking. So it's not bad to say she has a sexy smile. But it's bad because that's all you said, she had a sexy smile. You've got to push it to the next thing. Because if all you're saying she's got a sexy smile, she sees you as a fucking loser. Well, okay, so what, duh? So I hear you, I got a sexy smile on the internet. Here, I got a sexy smile and a sexy body everywhere I go. I can't jog without someone saying I'm looking sexy. So what the fuck are you saying to me? Nothing. It's falling like you're throwing a paper ball at a building, trying to knock it down by just giving her a basic-ass compliment. Now, I don't even know why you would say she has a sexy smile, but that's just here or there. But anyway, let's keep going. You said being raised in poverty used to fuck up my charisma because I was being my self-image. Well, that's what happens to y'all guys. Y'all think clothes are something important. What do you think of, well, no, he's full of shit. Listen to, okay, Roger, I need you to think for 1 second. What is the fuck? Can y'all read? Can you read the title and see that y'all a bunch of ignorant ass fools? The title is Rational Male. Hold on, 678. The title is Rational Male. It's not man in that shit. And I don't read bitch ass. I don't read shit like, what? Okay, Roger, you know I've been here before that motherfucker. I've been doing this shit for over 35 fucking years, brother, before that bullshit. So why the fuck would I read that piece of shit? Fuck that motherfucker and fuck anybody that reads that motherfucking shit. That's why y'all rational male read motherfuckers are over here trying to learn game. That fucking book ain't teach you any goddamn thing. How about that? Jesus Christ. 678, what's up, brother? Let me bring you in. What's up, brother? How can I help you, man? What's up?
So, man, hey, yeah, so going back to what you were saying, shit. So you were saying, like, you say, like, when a woman got, like, a pretty smile or she got a nice body or whatever, and that's all you say. Of course, she ain't gonna lead to that, but when you say she got a sexy smile,
but I'm not talking about her. No, I don't want. No. You never say that she's pretty, beautiful, or sexy. That's your greatest fuck up. That's your greatest fuck up. Because she's, what has she done that's pretty, beautiful, and sexy? What has she done?
Okay.
Yeah, you see that shit. Game is what game does. So what? Because she put on makeup really well? She put on her weave on really well? She put on some mascara, some eyeliner, some blush, and some fucking fake nails really well? That I need to compliment on that shit? Why the fuck would I do that?
Okay. But going back,
I'm pretty beautiful and sexy. No, wait, I'm going to call her. I'm pretty beautiful and sexy. So she's got to prove herself to me. How do I prove myself to her?
Facts. So by you knowing that, that's what make them want to fuck. on the first date.
No. What makes a woman fuck on the first date is that I'm not trying to change her. I'm not trying to manipulate her. I'm not trying to change her. I accept her for what she is. I'm not trying to change her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
See. Okay. I'll give you an example. Let's say you meet a 25-year-old woman, okay?
All right.
So for 25 fucking years, from the point that you met her, for 25 years, she has created her own reality. She has created her own reality. She's created her own beliefs. She's created her own values. She's created her own judgments and her own morals. That is a combination of what you see right in front of you, right? So where you guys go wrong is you say, fuck that. You go ahead and get your clothes off, get over my house, spread your fucking leg, let's fuck. That's how y'all act. That's why y'all lose. But me, I accept them for what the fuck they are. I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm showing you why you should fuck me. So I'm not running behind you, and I'm not going to try to manipulate you. Because then they get drawn into me because they're wondering why I'm not you. You said not you, you call it, but you see what I'm saying? Why I'm not trying to manipulate the situation.
Right.
You're good. What's up, Colin? No, you're good. What's up? Do you understand?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, so that's how game is. All right, I'll throw you back in, brother. You got a question. You don't hang up because you'll fall off because I ain't going over the lines up anymore. But you got a question, just come back in, okay?
Or just press the button, I guess. Yeah. So how do I come back in if I got another question?
Well, just mute yourself. How about this? Just mute yourself right now. And if you want to interrupt me, just unmute and say something, okay? Because that way I know.
Right,
just go ahead and mute yourself. Go ahead and mute yourself. Let me keep going, guys. No, freelance running. That's a good question to ask. But these motherfuckers don't know. I don't follow that silly ass shit. Matter of fact, I would tell I'm the only one on YouTube telling you when my book comes out. Some of you guys, you shouldn't read the shit. So why I keep telling y'all biggest. Y'all problem is y'all are reading shit and you're hearing it, but you ain't really listening. You don't understand the depth and skill that you need to learn how to read for understanding. Y'all motherfuckers just read shit to read shit. And it doesn't work. And I can't tell you, even my book, it wouldn't work. Shit, we're going to name the book a male and shit. A male. But no, I'm just saying, I wouldn't read no male ass shit. That's crazy. He ain't teaching no fucking game in that shit. He ain't teaching no game in it. Guys, y'all got to understand. See, and again, this is not about race. So I'm going to use a purple person. So if a purple person read a book, anybody that's the same color of that purple person is going to automatically be drawn to that person because they think that person is more like them, meaning that they're going to follow that goofy ass shit that purple person is putting out based off of the purple of it, the color of his skin, not the thought in his fucking mind. Because what y'all have forgot now that's happening is that now we're in a world where losers are winners now. That because there's so many losers out there, losers gravitate faster to losers than they do winners because they want to build up losers, okay? And that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. So I'm just saying to y'all guys out there that purple guys will follow purple guys. Green guys will follow green guys. You see what I'm saying? And it will always start off the color of the skin. Then it will start off, but now here's the thing. Here's the next level, the door behind that door. If you guys can't look at the purple guy and see that he ain't got, you can tell that motherfucker ain't got no game. What's amazing, guys? Y'all guys act like y'all are 4 or 5 years old. Y'all got the same mentality as someone saying, hey, little mister. Hey, have you seen my dog Cuddles? You know what? I know he's around here somewhere. Can you help me find my dog Cuddles? Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you get in this fucking van over here with no fucking windows in it, and you and I will find Cuddles together. And y'all be like, well, gee, mister, sure. Y'all got the same ignorance. Y'all actually follow. Y'all got to see. Y'all got to realize, guys. Y'all got to look at who y'all follow. Y'all got to understand that the guys y'all follow show why y'all lose. Losers will always follow losers. Winners will always follow winners. A loser ain't going to follow a winner because a loser doesn't. Hey, a loser is going to feel like the winner is talking shit about him. He's going to be in his fucking feelings. He wants to feel good about himself. That's why, guys, if you notice, why do you think there are shows right now and stuff out there? Well, I wish I could show you the video. Let me see. Let me show y'all something. Can I show y'all something? Allow me to take my Dallas Cowboy keyboard and show y'all something. Watch this. Let me see what it is. Let me see. I want y'all to hear this. And I can't make this shit up. And I want y'all to see the pulse of the world. All right? Guys, y'all remember I told you about, what's that motherfucker with the beans? Jack and the Beanstalk, right? Guys, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I swear on all that I am, I'm not making this up. I swear to you, okay? So, I want y'all to understand how bad it is. Now, not only are these guys telling you what to do with your dick, but these guys, I can't make it up, but I'm going to play it because I know that y'all think I'm lying about this shit. There is this thing going around, guys, that is deeper than NoFap. Remember I told you NoFap is going to change and get something deeper? I know it's going to blow you up. They got these guys saying now that women can smell. Guys, now wait, guys, listen. I'm not being funny. They're saying that women should that women can smell the retention on you. I'm just going to play one of these things. Let me know if y'all can hear this shit. I'm going to play one of these. Listen to this. Y'all, let me see. Can y'all, hey guys, can y'all hear that? Guys, I want to make sure, hey, go ahead, let me stop right here. Guys, all my chat room dogs, could y'all hear that real quick before I press play? Could y'all hear that? I just want, okay, y'all get it? Okay. All right, Hagen, thank you. All right, here we go. I can't make this shit up. Listen. Into the fun question. Hold on. Let me get to this. Hold on. Let me skip the commercial. Let me see, because usually these guys play like these video ads of motivation and shit. My God. Hold on. I gotta, It gets worse. No. I gotta find the right one. There's one that just blew me away where they're talking about. Oh, here's one. Ladies can't, ready? Ladies can't resist semen retention. Listen, guys, listen. Gentlemen. Ladies cannot resist semen retention attraction. I'm not making this up. Hold on. Don't judge me. Let me play this shit. Wait. So he's saying don't jerk. That guy from the car that you were showing this. So don't jerk off to get women. Don't jerk off to get women. That's what he's saying. Don't jerk off to get women. And do you all not hear the guy's voice? How can that kid know what grown men are going through? Do y'all not see that this guy ain't getting any pussy? Can y'all not hear in his voice that he's soft? It doesn't make any sense. Should your scribe be mental? You can have it on your phone. Yes. Go more in depth of what it means to bring a woman to her court. Wait, let me get back to this shit. Hold on. Listen to this. Listen. I want y'all to listen. So you don't jerk off, a woman sees you. Do y'all not see how they are fucking y'all over? I mean, do y'all not see how they're manipulating your reality? You want to get with a woman, so you stop jerking off so she can see you as attractive? Do y'all see what they're doing to these young boys? Let me play this. Wait a second. You're always invisible to women. Well, what do they mean? What do they mean when you were laughing? You've always been invisible to women. Do you think? These guys got y'all thinking, if you don't jerk off, what, you're going to be visible to women? Jesus Christ, they are just fucking y'all over with this cult mentality. It is mind-blowing how you guys think that women actually think that you guys are fucking attractive because you don't jerk off and they can smell it on you and then they can be attracted to you. Are you serious? Do y'all understand? How does that even work? I mean, let's keep going. Listen to this shit. Listen. Wait, stand out. Wait. How are you standing out by not jerking off? Wait. So he's saying that women going to say, oh, wow, he doesn't jerk off. He's sexy. What? Look at that guy. And look at that guy. y'all have got to be kidding. Y'all have got to be kidding me by thinking that this is, they are running so much game on y'all. They are killing y'all with this shit. I can't make this up. Do y'all hear what he's saying? Listen to what he's saying. Listen. Wait a second. How is not jerking off going to draw a woman? How is that going to draw a... Okay. Watch this, guys. You don't jerk off. You draw a woman to you. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to ask or talk. You know, not ask, but you don't know how to talk to her. You don't know how to lead her. You don't know what to do. So what? Gentlemen. I swear to you guys, all you non-jerking off guys, I'm going to show you what women see. You think women see a man. Women will see a loser, regardless if he's jerking off or not. She will see a loser. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you put on. It doesn't matter, because as soon as you open your weak fucking mouth, she's going to recognize that you're a loser. I don't understand. Are y'all serious? They really got these. Dude, student. Yeah, student. Yes. Oh, my God, student, you have just aligned it up. Yes. Just like women love those crystals and shit. You absolutely right. They got a little bag of crystals and shit. They're actually thinking that they can smell. Listen to this shit. Wait. What energy in the room? Look, there's a woman. Wow, she's so pretty. Wow, she's so pretty and beautiful. What am I going to do? Is she going to talk to me? What do I say to her? Are you guys fucking with me? Are you serious? Let's keep going. What? Guys, I know y'all want to ask, how do I know? So please listen to me and let me explain how I know. Guys, when they're in bed with us, this is how it works. When they're in bed with us, their phone will ring, right? Their phone will ring and say, can you hold on 1 second, please? Hold on 1 second. What the fuck do you want? Why are you bothering me? What? I told you I will call you later. Why are you bothering me? Then, hey, guys, I swear they do this. Don't get mad at them. They do this. And then she'll press the button. She'll press the button and let us hear him. And it's the motherfucking guy. Here he is. Well, wait, no. Why are you being mean to me? I don't understand. What did I do wrong? I know you told me to call you, but... You know what? I saw this expensive dress and I wanted to get it for you. Leave me alone. I'll call you later. Okay? Goodbye. God damn. My God, it's weird. He just gets on my fucking nerves. So what? He buys me shit. I just can't stand that motherfucker. Guys, I'm telling you, this is how women do this. This is how... Women are talking about you guys. I'm telling you, they are talking shit. I'm telling you guys, they are actually talking shit to y'all. But as I said before, I'm going to continue this shit. Listen to this shit. So guys, I want y'all to listen now. Okay, your confidence is based off of the woman looking at you. This is all I do, y'all. This is all I do. This is not even an I am. This is all I... Listen to this shit. Why are you trying to fuck women at work? Guys, that's a lie. Everything they're doing is because they drool over. Okay, guys, let me explain something to y'all guys. Get that motherfucker. Come on, man. God damn it, Tennessee. Guys, y'all got to listen and think. Everything they're doing is for a woman. Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you what mental drooling is because y'all don't see it. You're not jerking off because of the woman. You're waiting for the woman to be attracted to you because you're not jerking off. Everything you're doing is you're drooling over the woman, and you don't even realize you're drooling over the woman because that's what you're doing as soon as you stop this. Whatever you do for a woman shows the power you're giving the woman. You got to wake up. You got to wake up. Let me keep going. Listen to this. Listen to this. A shine in your eyes? No, it's called desperation, thirst, and guys, listen. I'm telling you, these women can spot you from a mile away. Guys, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what you dress, doesn't matter if you jerk off, doesn't matter what you do. They will see you for the loser that you are, and they're going to run game on you, guys. Y'all don't understand because you don't jerk off. You, as soon as you get around a woman, you're going to start doing shit for that woman because you ain't standing like a man. Y'all, guys, this is a cult. This is some fucked up shit. Listen to this shit. This is crazy. This doesn't make sense. This just doesn't make sense. How can you absorb her mind when she doesn't even know you?
He's
saying that the woman's going to look at you and say, oh, I got to fuck this guy. Excuse me. She's going to look at you and say, oh, my God. He looks like the kind of guy that hasn't jerked off. Oh, my God. I must sleep with him right now. Are you serious? Thank you, Boxing. They don't even realize all of this stuff. They don't realize all of this stuff is creating the worship of women. You are actually worshiping if you're doing all this shit for a woman, you ought to be. When did women become so special? Well, y'all got to stop jerking off. When did women become so special? Well, y'all got to go your own way. When did women become so special? Even when y'all say y'all not making everything about the woman, you're making everything about the fucking woman, and you don't even realize that. Listen to what y'all are saying to yourselves. Let me finish this shit before we wrap the show up. He said that they would notice something pure and alluring. Hey, the worst part about it is you motherfuckers has probably been doing this shit for years now. You still ain't getting no pussy. So what gives? If this shit is supposed to be what it is, why ain't y'all fucking? Why are y'all still doing the same shit? Guys, y'all got to wake the fuck up. Y'all got to wake up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me see. Let me get a little bit before I get the last bit on. Wait, what? guys, please. Wait, did he make? He missed. Yes. Gentlemen, do y'all hear what the fuck is going on? He thinks like this is Dragon Ball Z, and you become Super Saiyan mode where you start glowing. Are you guys listening? Guys, y'all got it. Y'all gotta pay attention to this shit. Y'all gotta pay attention. Your skin does not glow. That's, come on, guys, please, guys, y'all can't be this naive. Oh, my. What, man, sparkle? What? Wait, he literally said, you start to sparkle, like you got glitter, like, yes, having a piece of glitter, glitter. You start to spark, are you serious? Guys, do y'all see the homophobic rhetoric? You start to sparkle? Are you, dude, I'll be finishing this up. No, we got about a few more minutes. One more minute of this. Hey. Guys, I can't make this up. I swear to you, I cannot make this up. I swear this is what they are saying to these kids. Wait. Guys, you heard that? Don't jerk off and you can make friends. Guy friends. Guys, I'm not making this up. Y'all really thought I was crazy, dog. Y'all thought I was crazy. You thought your boy the D was crazy. Listen to this shit. This is why we win. Oh, go, get the first down. God damn, I need to call my boy. Dog, I'm serious, dog. I'm serious. I'm not kidding y'all. Your beards grow thicker and you sparkle. And you get dude friends. Not only, wait, dude, I didn't say that. Not only women want to be around you, but men? Of course, because you're sparkling. Oh, my God, dog. This is, guys, I tell you, it's a war. I told you the war on men will always, I'll give you our last chance to ask you questions, but listen. The war on men will always be men. It's not women. Y'all got it all wrong. Listen to what these guys are saying. This is what's hurting our young kids today. This is what's hurting our young people. Okay? This is what's hurting our young people. Okay? Have you seen these types in real life, Steve? What do you mean types of guys that sparkle? And stuff like that. No, I'm a man. I don't hang out with guys like that. I hang out with wolves and lions, guys that are getting pussy and that are fucking. I hang out at the winner's table, and that's what I'm trying to get y'all. Hey, this is crazy. I can't believe that they want y'all to hang out with guys. I mean, guys, I'm telling y'all, man. I'm at the top of the card. There's a war. There is a war on men by men. And they are destroying you guys, man. It is crazy. Oh my God. It doesn't make any sense. You're a leader because you don't beat your dick, but you're following someone that's not beating their dick. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but y'all young men don't understand. Women don't, y'all got to understand, jerking off or not jerking off is not the problem. Y'all, I'll get with LaCaro on Tuesday, but jerking off or not jerking off is not the problem. That's not the problem. You're the problem. It doesn't matter what you do. Don't jerk off or jerk off. You're still going to be a loser to a woman. How do y'all not see that shit? It just blows my mind. Fuck. Guys, hey, you know something else I always tell you guys out here, okay? One thing I tell you that nobody else is telling you, I've been telling y'all so many things, but one of the most important things I always say for you guys, and I think tomorrow I'm going to put out a little quick little video of learning game, but instead of going live, I'm probably going live Tuesday, but always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen, because not saying it's going to be your last, but there's got to be a sense of urgency in you guys to stop trying to cheat the game by thinking that y'all can do things like this. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make and thank you 126 likes. It doesn't make any sense. Gentlemen, I will never tell you what to do with your dick. And if you want to jerk off, jerk off. If you don't, don't. But if somebody's telling you what to do with your dick, dude, and then put a woman attached to that, that's the trick. Y'all got it. We're going to have to do a marketing 101 class because they're tying in a false narrative by doing an I do. They're saying do something outside of yourself or don't jerk off because it'll make you sparkle to women and guys. Come on, man. Y'all got to be better. But, hey, guys, I appreciate y'all motherfuckers. Y'all need to get at me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Guys, I will probably put out a game video, learning game video, probably tomorrow. And then I'll kick with LaCaro and shit. And then we'll do something probably Tuesday. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, I got some book work to do. I got some stuff to do. Okay, I got some stuff to do. I got to make sure that we, because I got so much stuff for y'all. Y'all just don't know. So there's so much stuff I got to do. But I got to finish watching the game. I got to get on my fucking Call of Duty, and I got to get chill with the fellas and shit. So I'm gonna go ahead and relax and chill for a bit. But yeah, guys, I want y'all to win. But y'all got to want to win yourselves. And again, we gotta really talk about false prophets because y'all don't understand. Y'all don't get it, man. Jesus Christ. Steve Apollo said, "Don't tell me what you think in the movie, and Rocky won in the end." Wait, Apollo said, "Don't tell me what you think in the movie, and Rocky won in the end." What do you mean? Didn't the first one he tied? No, didn't he lose the first one? He lose the first one? But hey, Steve, you forgot something. But hey, Steve, even though he beat Apollo, who the fuck he go back to when T whipped his ass? Who did he go back to when Mr. T whipped his ass? When Mr. T whipped his ass, he went right back to fucking Apollo. Yeah, Edward, it's pretty weird. But guys, listen, y'all don't have to watch the movie if you can. I'll tell you the name of the movie. I don't want you to pay for it if you can watch it for free, you know, whatever. But it's called Don't Worry, Darling, or on Netflix. I forgot. It's free. I forgot who said it, but it's free. It's the gate. What is the movie called again, guys? The Gateway. The Gatekeeper. Is it a Gatekeeper? Someone said it's on Netflix, so y'all can watch that for free. So you don't need to watch Don't Worry, Darling. Just go back to Netflix and watch The Gatekeeper. Or is it called? Is it The Giver? God damn it. Thank you, Freelance. It's The Giver. It's The Giver. Wolf, we are all fans of, yes, yes, absolutely, Darkseid and Thanos, Galactus, and General Zod. Yes. Yes, we are huge fans of men that don't give a fuck. Yes. All right, everybody. It's called The Giver. Yes. All right. Y'all all get A's. Yes. So it's all that. So, guys, make sure, guys, keep working on your puzzle pieces, gentlemen. Keep trying to discover yourself. And if y'all get a chance, Tyler, give me one real quick. Real quick, Tyler, so they can get a taste of what winners do. Give me an audio real quick, Tyler. Just real quick. I just to let y'all hear how winners win. Because I don't think y'all understand what it's like being a man. I really don't think y'all understand. Where you at, Tyler? Shit. Let me see here. Hold on, Tyler. Let me grab a quick Tyler, and then we will roll. But let me see. Tyler, go ahead and send it, Tyler. Go ahead and shoot it over, Tyler, and I will play it. Here we go. All right, here's a Tyler for y'all guys. Here we go. And guess what, guys? He didn't need to sparkle for that woman to say that shit either. Let's get to the last one. See, guys, real quick, this is what I keep trying to tell y'all. When y'all learn game from your boy, these are the results that y'all going to get. You don't have to jerk off or jerk off. I keep telling y'all. What the guy's saying in those false videos is what we're getting for free. We're not jerking off or jerking off. We're not doing the no-fap and all that stuff. We're being fucking men, and that's what women love. They want to fuck men. They don't want to fuck cult-type motherfuckers that think jerking off is terrible. It's crazy, man. Anyway, Tyler, thank you, Tyler. Keep us updated, and we'll keep kicking it, guys. Man, I'm the Dean, guys, the man mindset. Y'all know how to get at your boy, guys. Always remember, just because you came from a pussy doesn't mean you got to act like one, man. Fuck with your boy.